Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Benjamin Herman. He is the Project Cargo Manager of Comarch in Ljubljana in Slovenia. First and foremost, Benjamin, welcome to this interview.
Good to be here, Bo. Thank you very much for the invitation and giving me opportunity to participate here. So looking forward.
You're most welcome. Without any interviewees, we wouldn't have any online channel. So, of course, happy to have you. You know yourself from previous interviews that I always allow the accused or the interviewee to give a little bit of a background on how they got into this business and why did they choose a career in logistics. So being a young man as you are, what's your story? Why did you start this special career?
Okay, thank you for the question. Basically, the story, to make it a short one, in terms of logistics, where my story begins is logistics has became a big part of my life, basically ever since I entered high school, because ever since the logistics was more or less the core focus of my study ever since, basically from high school to bachelor and then through master's. Mm-hmm. And in the terms, basically, what I did is where I worked was also in logistics, was a really broad specter for me. Basically, since I worked everything from multi-corporations to startup and now to family-owned company in Comarch. But this was, let's say, I feel I was fortunate enough because, you know, how logistics, when I started learning, when you're basically a rookie and everything, everything seems really clear, black and white. You feel you get everything, but more you start exploring, diving in, you see it's everything but black and white. It's more gray than everything else. And you just find out how much you don't know. Mm-hmm. And basically there, in this case, things became really interesting for me because more I was researching, exploring, more I was loving it. So. Okay. Let's say logistics runs through my vein ever since. And I was working in internal warehousing, internal logistics, then in the shipping department through Goodyear, moved even to a startup where we basically wanted to change the world by digitalizing bill of lading. This was the company called CargoX. Mm-hmm. They still do wonderful work and job, the team behind. But afterwards, let's say Comarch was looking for opportunity or let's say a new member in their team. And this is, let's say, where I believe the challenges would be most profound. And it's been a joyride ever since, Bo, I tell you. I really love and enjoy what I do. And hopefully this journey will continue as it is.
Well, you know, when I see this big smile on your lips, either it's because you got a new wife or found a new girlfriend or you are happy at your job. So
that's a good one.
It's good to know what is the truth here. But, you know, we always here in PCW, we are happy to interview positive people because what I hear from most is why they like logistics is because it's never boring. And every day is different, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially, let's say, in the segment of Project Cargo. Basically, the challenges we face here the day by day are just an unparalleled what I have ever done in the past. And the learning curve is just tremendous, which is really good.
And I think you said something right. You know, once you get, I have some kids of my own, probably around your age, and they also told me that once they got out of school, they found out how little they could use actually from the books. I mean, it's in real life that you really learn it hands on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I believe it needs to be a good input of both the theory and then practice that it is. So, if you manage to coordinate between these two, then it's can be useful in both ways, I believe.
Definitely. Good point. Okay, turning back to the business of Comarch, what can you tell our viewers about Comarch? You mentioned family-owned. Just briefly, who owns the company? And you are headquartered in Slovenia, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true, basically. Comarch is a family-owned business by Botala family. And we at Comarch basically consider ourselves as a boutique logistics provider for project logistics and project cargo activities, meaning that we consider ourselves as a one-stop shop to provide all logistics activities in the Balkan region, meaning that we are present locally here, but we do the distribution and logistics also worldwide. We have a saying which is which stuck it in my head. It's basically non-standard cargo will basically generate non-standard problems, meaning if you need to have let's say a certain company who has the knowledge and the expertise and the local presence to deal with this kind of cargo, because otherwise, let's say, the risk and the costs associated with this can be tremendous. And meaning that in Comarch, there are, let's say, a company of 20 people just in Ljubljana, mean that all our core focus in project cargo. So we are basically the extended hand for project cargo division within companies, logistics and direct.
Okay. So of course, and I do know also from my did a bit of research on Comarch, I know one of your very strong points is inland trucking in Europe and also seaworthy packing, because if you cannot crate and pack your expensive cargo correctly, it may be costly. So that's one of the services you provide, isn't it? Seaworthy packing.
That's true. We have our own we have two of our own packing facilities. One is based in Slovenia, Črnomelj, which is also basically the origin place of Botala family. They wanted to do something for the community, so they put their packaging facility. And the other is based within near Zagreb in Croatia. So both two are basically present. Yeah. And at the beginning, let's say, Comarch was initially in the road transportation area, but through the years, as you already mentioned, Bo, Comarch has evolved also quite drastically, meaning that we cover most of the transportation branches and also packaging, meaning and basically also the relocation of production lines.
Okay.
And yeah.
That's of course very interesting. Sometimes when people need to move from high cost to low cost country or for whatever reason, that you can do the door to door. What is the headcount of Comarch in Slovenia?
Slovenia, we are a team of 20 people altogether. Okay. But the production facility is quite higher, meaning that with packaging, where we pack non-standard cargo. There is around 40 to 50, and then we have a presence in Croatia, where a team of five.
Oh yeah, okay. So it's so you are quite strong with a base, family base in the Adriatic, so to speak. And also for our, there will be a map later on after this interview. But Slovenia is located in the far north of ex-Yugoslavia, isn't it?
And exactly.
You are bordering Italy, is it correct?
Exactly. Basically, it was on the highest country, let's say the top country within Yugoslavia region, and countries nearby are basically Italy, Austria, Hungary, and Croatia. And therefore, since we are, let's say, present in this Adriatic Balkan region, we also cover the main three ports, which are Koper in Slovenia, Rijeka, in Croatia, and in Trieste in Italy. And most of the cargo going in and out of these ports, especially project cargo, we consider to be the one to reach out.
Yeah, I think your location is actually getting more and more important, because it's what we call Europe's soft underbelly, because getting into the north of Europe via the southern Europe ports like Koper, Trieste, and so on, is now a possibility. And then you are there to, you can move the car. They don't have to go to northern Europe. They can discharge in Adriatic and you can take it further, isn't it?
That's true. Basically, the transit times can be much shorter in the terms of, let's say, these Adriatic ports. And a lot of countries like Austria and Hungary, even Czech, use Adriatic ports in this relation. Let's say we always say that in the terms of efficiency it's hard to compete, let's say, with the northern ports because they made a tremendous development in that area. But in the terms of flexibility and transit times, the Adriatic ports can be very much competitive. And we always say to at least try to consider this alternative use and see where we stand.
Yeah. And I'm sure friendly customer service is better in the Adriatic than in the northern ports.
Hopefully do, but a lot of people are afraid of the Balkans also. But we are really friendly.
I mean, you have stopped shooting each other now. Yeah. So at least you have become, let's say, more part of the normal community. So that's good. One practical question I believe many readers also would like to know. You're from Slovenia, but in ex-Yugoslavia, there were several countries. Did you have the same language? I mean, can you speak with the whole of ex-Yugoslavia in the same language, or do you have some, let's say, differences in how you communicate?
Good question. The thing is that, let's say, the Slovenian language, I believe, is the hardest one.
Okay.
But in the terms of, let's say, Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, there is a lot of similarities between all of the countries, meaning there are certain changes, but a lot of words are similar. So yes and no, meaning that the language wasn't similar for all countries, but there are certain similarities within. And in the end, we always manage to find a way to communicate with between each other.
Yeah, of course.
Or at least after two beers.
But we can do that in every language.
Exactly, that's what I wanted to say.
I remember I had a trip once on the Trans-Siberian Railway, and after a few vodkas, I could even speak Mongolian. That was something new, you know.
I can imagine.
But how is the situation for you in the COVID times? I mean, do you still have enough business at hand, but problem to get space like everyone else? What are the major headaches you face now?
So the thing is that we see the problems facing are constant. It's just the matter of how creative can you be in order to ensure, let's say, these turnkey solutions to the client. And we always approach each problem separately, meaning that we do a completely custom-made solution we try to tackle. And there are challenges which we are facing, and we needed to, let's say, change certain approaches. But I believe for Comarch, this situation is also more as an opportunity, more as, let's say, a problem as others see it. But maybe this is also related since we are a niche. We are involved in the niche industry. And our owner, Mr. Branko Butala, always says that being present in this market, or let's say in the project cargo business, it's a fortune because or let's say it's a blessing, because where there are good times, companies are investing, mean that they're investing in their production lines, industry, etc. So there is a lot of business for us. And when working, for example, when there is a recession or bad times, mean that, as you mentioned before, companies are relocating, meaning that they're relocating their production lines and everything. So again, a lot of opportunities for Comarch to be, let's say, a project forwarder or a logistic company for these activities.
Yeah. No, I see his point. I believe he's correct in saying that, because you have several products that you can offer customers. I mean, relocation, seaworthy packing, the one-stop shop, and from door to door. Do you also own some of your own trailers? Do you have own assets trailer-wise, or do you get them from the market?
Mostly, let's say, we were part of Ploy initially, but Comarch wanted to position themselves as completely neutral, and being on the present, let's say, now for already since 92, we have a lot of portfolio of our partners, which we work exclusively on the regular basis.
So, right. Yeah. So just to be clear, when was Comarch actually started, the year of inception? When did you establish it?
The year of inception was basically in 1992.
Okay, 92. Okay, yeah. So you've been around almost 30 years. That's pretty good.
We'll be, exactly. So, we'll be 30 next year.
Yeah, I hope there'll be a big party so I can get an invitation.
Plus one, at least, yeah, hopefully two. As long as this, let's say, Corona situation settles down, because the numbers are not really in our favor at the moment. But looking forward.
Just briefly, how is this stupid Corona, so to speak, in your country? What's the situation for you at the moment?
The numbers are a bit bad, or let's say not the best. We were just recently like the top country for the infected, but I don't know. Let's see what the future will bring on this Corona situation. It's not really my favorite topic to discuss.
No. But it's just why I ask, and I don't want to spend more time on it. It's just that many of our viewers are from around the world, and for them, getting to know how is the situation elsewhere is good. Mm-hmm. So yes, no. Let's hope this will all be over soon, so we can travel.
Exactly.
But that's very good to hear from you here, and also to know more about Cormac. Of course, I know your company a bit from before, and I think it'll be good that all our viewers can learn more about you. What do you see in the crystal ball here at the end of the interview? What would you like to contribute? If you look into your personal crystal ball, how do you see the business from your perspective in your area? Do you see that 2022 will be good?
We are working on it to secure it to be as good as possible. So that's why we are here, let's say, from day to day, to ensure the operation and the business runs smoothly. Basically, looking team we have behind and the management, I believe there is a really bright future for the Comarch, because even the whole Balkan region has after the war, which was in ex-Yugoslavia and everything, did impact it, let's say, the infrastructure, the relationships in between. But now, let's say, the bridges are building up back again, and there is a lot of development in that areas. And basically, I believe the future is bright for all. And I'm even writing now, we're now positioned in Comarch as project cargo manager, working on master thesis, basically exploring all the potential influential factors in project cargo transportation. Okay. So
it's good you keep on developing yourself, and as you mentioned earlier, combining it with practical experience means you will understand more. So that's really good. No, I think
thank you.
With you there in Cormac, and with Mr. Butala's great management, I'm sure you will be successful also in the next year.
Thank you very much, and fingers crossed, of course. Yeah. Okay, there is no other way.
No, of course not. Yeah, no money, no honey, as we say. But Benjamin, I want to say formally many thanks for joining this interview.
Likewise, Bo, it was really really a wonderful talk. And yeah, hopefully we do meet face to face soon, and yeah. Speak a bit more.
You are most welcome, Benjamin. So to all our listeners, viewers, readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Benjamin Herman. He is the Project Cargo Manager of Cormac in Slovenia, located in the top of the Adriatic. And they can do solutions all over Europe, including seaworthy packing. So do contact them if you have the need. And for me, I want to say thank you and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future.